this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be with you. As usual, we are live on Sunday nights. A program note to mention to you, next Sunday night, it's going to be Easter Sunday. So we try to take the major holidays off, not so much for me because I could bring myself to the microphone next Sunday night, but just to give off our team, those people working on the show here in Florida and also up at our headquarters in Minnesota. A huge show tonight. Of course, we're going to be talking about the Stormy Daniels interview, which just concluded. I read the entire transcript of it. I wasn't able to see any of it other than a couple of clips, but I did read the transcript. We're also going to talk about this gun march that took place all around the country and mostly, of course, in Washington, D.C. I've got a lot of questions. I've got a lot of observations about that. That's going to be hour one. We've also got here on the list of things to talk about Facebook and what they're up against. Only 41% of Americans now say they trust Facebook with their data. We'll get into that in this hour as well if we have time. Tonight, our special guest in hour number two, this is going to be fascinating. And our guest is the co-author of a book called Case Files of the Golden State Killer. And if you've never heard of this particular killer, and you know we go there sometimes on this show, this is one of our topic areas, true crime. And the Golden State Killer was known as the most prolific, enigmatic, and dangerous offender the state of California has ever known. Yet he remains to this day unidentified. Who is the Golden State Killer? We're going to have a fascinating hour tonight in hour number two. All right, let's get into it. We can't avoid it. This is one of the opportunities we have to be the first to kind of jump in the deep end of the pool to talk about this interview with Stormy Daniels. And I don't even really know where to start. I guess I was just watching CNN here moments before the broadcast, and they have a panel of experts and lawyers and political commentators. And so they throw the ball to Mark Garagos, the famed trial attorney based out of Southern California. And they asked him, so what do you think? And he said, I'm just paraphrasing, but he said something like, well, I know I'm here as a CNN analyst, and I know I'm supposed to say something really smart and legal right now as a legal analyst, but he said, my comment is, so what? That was his kind of reaction to all this. I don't know if my reaction is, so what? I guess what I try to do when I see something like this happening, I try to kind of go behind the scenes and say, why is this happening now? What is going on? And so here's my theory. You may agree, you may disagree. I think we're at the end of the Russian collusion narrative. Now, that's been going on for the first, 15 months of Trump's presidency. He's almost, reaching a point, a year and a half in soon of his presidency, almost reaching the one-third point and of his entire term. And they've really kept him distracted in many ways with this whole Russian collusion. Now that's kind of fading away, the Russian collusion deal. And now they're back with these women. And this is interesting to me because, you know, as an evangelical Christian, this is why Trump was not my first pick in the primary. My situation was a little bit different than my wife's. So my wife, I believe, was a supporter of Santorum in the primaries. It may have been Cruz. Maybe she was supporting Cruz. That's probably right, that she was supporting Cruz this time around. I was initially a supporter of Trump in the primaries, and then when the Access Hollywood came out about grabbing women, you can grab a woman wherever you want to grab them, all of this kind of thing, I kind of backed off and distanced myself from Trump, and I became a Cruz guy for that period of time. And ultimately, though, when it came down to it, and it was ultimately Trump, we were on board because it was Trump or Hillary. Those were our two choices. And I never really expected this side of Trump to be anything more than what it is. I mean, this is what it is. This is a guy who is on his third marriage. He's famous for being a womanizer, an adulterer. This is who he is. So, you know, here he is. He's age 70, and they're bringing these women out. Now, I guess there are two women in this latest eruption. There's going to be another one who's a Playboy model. This one is a porn star. We heard Trump with Howard Stern. These interviews they played of Howard Stern talking about his sexual conquests on the Howard Stern show. He had done that for years. I don't like any of this. And so, you know, some of my friends on Facebook that are liberals will say, Jim, I thought you were a Christian. I thought you were a conservative. How can you be behind this? Look, I think for a lot of Christians, I think we have kind of taken Trump's baggage because we felt like he was the right guy at this point, especially when it came down to Trump or Hillary. But I think a lot of Christians that supported Trump all throughout the whole process, I think they were really looking at this like, you know what? What we really need now is a businessman. We need a bull in a china shop to shake things up in Washington. We want to see change. We want to see something radically different. And people are... This is why I don't think this really makes a difference, honestly, because people already knew this about Donald Trump. This is not a surprise. This is like in Casablanca. There's gambling at Rick's. I mean, this is not going to surprise anyone. This is the nature of this man, and I don't like this about him. But you take people as entire people, and we've got this side of Trump, which is very seedy. But, you know, you just wonder, why has the media not gone after Bill Clinton? They seem to have an insatiable appetite for the raunchy and salacious details about his involvement with this porn star. I mean, this is a lady who makes her living having sex in movies. This is a porn star, and she's being brought out now in this interview, given a legitimate format of 60 minutes to give an interview and share her story. And I know we've got a break coming up, but I want to get into the interview a little bit and some of the things that were said. And then I've got, I want to transition into these gun marches that took place over the weekend. I've got a lot of questions about these gun marches. Who's paying for these gun marches? Who's behind all of this? What do these kids really want? Do we know what they want? Have they even come out and said, here's the bullet point list of things that we want to happen or we're demanding? These are all questions that I have. Maybe you have the same questions as well. We'll take a break. When we come back after the break, we'll get into this interview a little bit more. And in particular, one part of it that just really crossed a line that I don't think has ever been crossed before in legitimate mainstream news. And I'll give you that little tidbit as soon as we come back, and then we'll talk more about the interview with porn star Stormy Daniels. All that and more on this edition of Jim Paris Live.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
I have been working like crazy on a new book that will be coming out in April. And I'm going to do this initially as an ebook so you can get it for Kindle. And by the way, people don't know that you don't need a Kindle, actual Kindle device to read Kindle books. You can read Kindle books on a regular desktop computer or laptop computer, or even on your iPhone or your mobile device, like maybe an iPad or something like that. So there's a lot of ways you can read these books. So this book is titled The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. And what I did was, so many people had been asking me if I could put something together that you could sit down and read in less than a couple of hours to really understand how to get started with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as well. So that's what the book is. It's like a 2 hour or less read for most people, packed with a lot of information. And I am grinding that out, spending a lot of time up at Starbucks here, just typing away. I've got this great program that I use called Scrivener. And what it does is it keeps track of how many words I type per day, per writing session. So my goal is to do like 1,000 words a day is my writing goal. And I've been living up to that for about 2 weeks now. And I also, have to go back and do the editing and all that. We already have the cover design that has come in. But look for that book that'll be coming out probably in about 2 or 3 weeks. It'll be coming out through Amazon Kindle. Super excited about that. All right, so we continue to discuss the Stormy Daniels interview. And everybody's having fun with this in the media. I think I saw on Drudge, he had something. It was like the forecast for tonight is Stormy. Do you get it? The forecast is Stormy. Her name is Stormy. Okay. Let me tell you how dark and raunchy and just ridiculous this interview got. There was a point in the interview where Anderson Cooper, who, by the way, is also associated with 60 Minutes. If you don't see enough of him on CNN, you get to also see him on 60 Minutes. So he is confirming with her. So you and President Donald Trump, you had sexual intercourse, sexual relations. Now, the reason why reporters are so careful now, how they word that, right? Because there was a time we had a former president that said he did not have sexual relations, and he was saying those words because he was trying to say he had a different type of sexual relations than what we consider to be full sexual relations. Now, we're not going to get any further into that, but I will tell you, it got very seedy because then Anderson Cooper goes on. I kid you not. He asks her if a condom was used during intercourse. This is what he asks her. And I'm thinking to myself, am I really, I didn't see it. I saw some of the clips, but I'm thinking to myself, is this really 60 Minutes? I read the entire transcript. This is an outtake that CNN is playing over and over and over again. This is like the bombshell that came out of this, that Trump had sex outside of his marriage with this porn star and a condom was not used. This is a big deal, a really big deal in the interview. And this outtake, CNN is now playing this over and over and over again. I just don't understand it. I mean, again, if you're just tuning in, this is, we here at ChristianMoney.com, Jim Paris Live, Jim Paris personally, we do not support adultery. I think this is horrible. Apparently his wife had just given birth not too long ago before this affair with Stormy Daniels. But what is the point of all this? I really don't understand the fascination, not just with Trump's sex life and his sexual conquests and his involvement with people like Stormy Daniels, a porn star. I don't understand what the point is. And here's my where I'm going with all this. Is this news? I think we all need to step back and really ask ourselves a question, especially after this interview. Is this news? I mean, when I grew up, news was you know, the news would come on at dinner, and then you'd get the later news that would come on just before you'd go to bed. And on the news, they would talk about things like the Vietnam War. I remember watching the news and that being a frequent topic when I was growing up in Chicago. Or if there was a fire in the city, or if something was happening in a major political campaign, who would be the new senator in Illinois? What was happening with the president and policies and things happening around the world? Is this really news? I mean, when you think about news and you think about the institution of 60 Minutes, and you think about the fact now that CNN basically, I guess, has paid to have all of the airport terminals nationwide with TV monitors carrying CNN. Do you want to be the one that has to explain to your kids what intercourse is, what using or not using a condom is, and when you're sitting in the airport or in the doctor's office watching CNN? Is this news? I mean, that's really my question. And is apparently this is going to be the next week or two. This is what we're going to do, is CNN and the other liberal media are now going to spend the next week to 2 weeks, because we don't have the Russian collusion thing anymore. So now we're going to spend the next week or two talking about this Stormy Daniels and then this other woman who's a Playboy model. She's going to come out now, and they're talking about whether Trump used a condom or not. Is this news? You know, when I go in my grocery store here in Florida, we have a grocery store chain called Publix, P-U-B-L-I-X, Publix. If you've ever been to Florida, you've no doubt seen a Publix. They cover up like the National Enquirer. They put like this little smoke screen thing in front of it. And sometimes there's like a story maybe in there about somebody had an affair or somebody's having a sex change or whatever. This is now this interview, which got into all of these really horrid details. This is now news, I guess. And we're going to see this for the next week or two. And now we just wait for the Playboy model, for her to get her chance to come out and give her story. And I just really wonder, is this in America what we want our news channels to be covering? And as Mark Garrigo said in his CNN appearance a few minutes ago, so what? I mean, what is this all leading to? What is the point about this? Trump is an adulterer. We knew that. We know it now, and nothing has changed. So does this even change anything politically? Nothing legally is really going on here, but does this even change anything politically? I don't think so. I have more questions even than about the Trump interview, about these gun marches. We'll get into that after the break. Don't miss it.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. UNS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply LumenS twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. LumenS, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so I just heard from our engineer up in Minnesota. Some people are actually calling in and want to weigh in on the Stormy Daniels situation. So what I'm going to do is this. I will give the phone number out right now, but don't call now. It'll be after the next break. So that's in about 10 or 12 minutes. We will use our last segment if you want to call in and give your opinion on either this March for Our Lives, this gun march, which I want to use this segment to talk about that. And if you want to talk about that or you want to talk about the Stormy Daniels, here's the number. It's 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432, but don't call yet. Call after our next break. All right. So again, we go back to the curious mind of Jim Paris, trying to just ask questions. And look, if you want to have a big event like this March for Our Lives, what we are being told by the media, we're being told that a bunch of kids from this school, this school in Parkland, Florida, that survived the shooting, that they all got together, just a bunch of kids, and they then launched this nationwide movement and set up these demonstrations all around the United States, including in Washington, D.C., and this is all done by kids. I don't believe that for a minute. I absolutely don't believe it. And the reason I don't believe it is, number one, in order to secure a venue, like to be able to have a demonstration on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., or in any of these major city centers, you have to pay money, you have to get permits, you have to be an adult to do that. Who is paying for all of the staging to be set up, the security, all of the requirements that are associated with these permits? Who's paying for the travel expenses for these kids? to get to these venues, hotel rooms, food, security, all of this has got to be paid for by someone. So if you do a little search, I found an article today over at frontpagemag.com, which gets into this. And the article is titled, "Who's Really Behind March for Our Lives?" And it goes on to explain that the March for Our Lives Fund, there are actually two funds set up, both as 501c4 organizations, which are not tax deductible. And because they're not tax deductible, they don't have to disclose who the donors are, who the money people are behind this. However, they then went in to find out who filed for the permits. And the permits were filed by a woman by the name of Dina Katz, K-A-T-Z, who is a co-executive director of the Women's March Los Angeles Foundation. And they go on to give us some more information about Ms. Katz, including apparently her association with, let me see what it says here about her and Bill Maher. Let me do a little word search here. She's a former Dancing with the Stars and current Bill Maher producer. She's also the former owner of Talent Central, a Los Angeles talent agency. She is listed as the person in charge of the march, and she is the one that filled out and signed the application. So here's what we know. Whether you agree with these kids or you don't agree with these kids, they are clearly being used by the left. And here's, you know, my big question. My question is, what is it that they actually want? What is it? I have yet to see like a bullet list, a bullet point list of what exactly they want. We're hearing a lot of platitudes, like there needs to be more love in this world. We need to have more hugs at school and less guns. Okay. But just in practical terms, how do we come up with some kind of a policy that would make these people happy? And I just want to give you one example of how bizarre this discussion got, because CNN put together a focus group. And they had about, I don't know, about 15 or 20 people, and they asked them different questions. So at this point in the focus group, they asked the question about arming teachers. So one of the ladies in the focus group raised her hand. She was given the microphone. And this is exactly, I'm going to paraphrase, but this is the exact example she gave. And I don't know what to think. I really don't know what to think. So here's what she said. Apparently she teaches like kindergarten or pre-K. And she said, "I imagine if I got trained to be one of these teachers that had a gun, that I'd be wearing that gun on my hip," she said. "Now, I pick up kids all throughout the day and they sit on my lap when I read stories to them or talk to them and I'm working with them." She works with, I guess, pre-K. And she said, "Can you imagine me lifting a toddler onto my knee and then them being able to grab my gun and pull it out of the holster?" And I'm sitting there watching this and I'm thinking to myself, this person cannot really think that that is what anybody has in mind, for a pre-K teacher to be wearing a gun on their hip and be picking up little kids, putting them on their knee with the gun right next to them. But yet the reporter in this focus group goes right along with this. And everybody else in the focus group goes right along with this. And I had this discussion with my wife today. And part of me says, these people have got to know that what they're saying is not reasonable, that no one is really suggesting this. This must be staged that this lady would say this, because she can't intellectually really truly believe that anybody would suggest that someone that is holding toddlers on their knee would have a holster with a gun right next to the toddler. No one is suggesting that, but she is on national television saying this. So I think to myself, this has got to be contrived. This has got to be staged. And my wife said to me, and I've had so many people say this to me, No, Jim, this is not staged. These people really think this. It is like Michael Savage says when he says that liberalism is a mental disorder. It is a mental disorder. In other words, these people, their minds are so polluted that they can't even rationally think through. What we're talking about here would be a very limited number of teachers. They use the example of coaches, other people that would volunteer to be armed. They even talked about having like emergency boxes where maybe the gun is in a safe where a biometric fingerprint has to be used for the gun to come out of the safe. But it would be like an air marshal on a plane. You're on the plane. You don't know who the armed air marshal is. There might be one, there might be two on the plane. We're not talking about everyone on the plane is given a gun as they board. This is the kind of insanity. This is where the discussion has gone. It has gone to a level of being so ridiculous that you can't even have a reasonable conversation anymore with these people. But the question I also ask is, okay, let's say that we could actually get rid of all the guns. How is that done? If we pass a law that, okay, we all agree that starting tomorrow, we don't want there to be any more guns in this world. How does that happen? How do you round up all of the guns and get rid of them? You see, these are the problems with just thinking through rationally point A, point B, point C, and trying to connect the dots. These people are just not being reasonable. I think there's so many areas of agreement that we can come together on. For example, I mean, I think there should be much better background checks. I think kids under the age of 18 that are committing crimes should have a criminal record so that they won't have a blank slate at the age of 18. There are a lot of things that can be done here, but this idea of rainbows and unicorns and hugs and love and make all the guns disappear, this ain't gonna happen, folks. All right, we'll take some calls after this, and we'll also get into Facebook and their whole mess. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, this is our last segment in the first hour. Hour number two, we're going to be talking about true crime. The book is Case Files of the Golden State Killer. This is going to be a fascinating interview tonight in hour number two. Don't miss it. And one of our regular listeners, Michael, sent me an email, and I was not aware of this, and I just Google searched this, and apparently the New England Patriots loaned their jet to the students and teachers at the Parkland students and teachers to use to get to Washington, D.C. and get back home. And that's interesting to me. And the more that comes out, the people that are behind this. And one of the questions you have to ask then, right, is, so does this mean that the New England Patriots will no longer have armed security guarding their facilities, their stadium, their practice facilities? They won't have any security guards armed that guard their players when they're traveling. Is that probably not right? And this is what we find. It's everybody is on board with the platitude of getting rid of all guns until it comes down to them. And the celebrities still have their armed guards. The politicians still have their armed guards. And what I think is really bizarre is, especially with this Maryland resource officer shooting and killing this school shooter here this past week, you would think that this would be a great counterpoint argument to all of this, because these kids against guns, this movement is so irrational. They're even, you can't even get them to agree that we should have more resource officers. You know, back to this Facebook focus group I was watching on CNN. I'm sorry, this CNN focus group. They could not even get agreement in that group that there could be additional police officers. And then I have to tell you, I laughed harder than I've laughed in a very, very long time when I saw the news story about the superintendent of schools. And let me Google this so I can tell you where this was. He is suggesting that the best defense for his school district is by students being able to throw rocks at a shooter. And this is not a joke. When I read it, I assumed it was a joke. And then I saw it being reported by multiple news outlets. This is the Blue Mountain School District in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. They are going to fill 5-gallon buckets with Riverstone. And the superintendent there, David Helsel, says that these rocks can then be used to fight off any armed intruders. And this has become a meme of sorts online. People laughing about this. Don't bring a rock to a gunfight is one of the memes that are going around. You know, look, if you're in a situation where you're being attacked and all you have is maybe a laptop computer, you can use that as a shield. You can throw your iPhone. You know, you can take off your shoes and throw them. So these are things that can be done. You can pick up rocks and throw them. I teach self-defense. These are things I teach when I teach self-defense. But you don't want to have your primary defense something like this. I mean, this is so ridiculous. The idea of somebody coming into a school with a high-powered rifle with maybe 30 round magazines and your kids have buckets of rocks. It's just, I don't have words. And this is what I go back to earlier. It's as if there is no way really to understand these people because they're just not thinking logically or rationally. For example, if you can't go into a courthouse, even in the small town that I live, Palm Coast, Florida, to get into the courthouse here, you have to go through a metal detector. And there are multiple armed police officers at the entrance to the courthouse. You can't go into any concerts, sporting events, really anything. I mean, a lot of even the developments around here, you have to go through a guard gate to even get in to visit a friend here. Many of the housing developments have guard gates. The idea that we're going to, in some way, all put our arms around each other and sing what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And we're going to be able to get rid of the resource officers so that we have quote unquote gun free schools. The idea that we can't even come to agreement on that look, until we can figure this all out, let's make sure there's at least one armed police officer in every school. If we have the money, let's try to bump that up to where there's two or three. Let's make it so that there's only one entrance and one exit, and that there are armed police officers at those entrances and exits. Let's make our campuses harder targets. These are all things that the NRA supports. You know, let's take a criminal record of someone that's under 18 and use that in the background check system. Just because they're under 18, if there's someone like this shooter in the Parkland shooting, had a record, but because his record was not considered part of his history when he turned 18, he got a blank slate like every 18-year-old gets. His juvenile criminal record was expunged and not part of his federal background check. That should stop. There's so many things that we should be able to agree on here if we're all just being reasonable and rational and intellectually honest about the situation. All right. One last thing to get into in this hour before we get to our guest, and that is this whole situation with Facebook, which, again, I'll be honest with you, I don't really understand this. I'll be the first one to jump on the bandwagon to criticize Facebook. I think there's a lot about Facebook that we can criticize, including how they stifle free speech, especially when it's conservative free speech, which is why I've been saying for the longest time we need to have some good alternatives to Facebook. However, what we're looking at here is people taking an online survey and then logging in using their Facebook account and agreeing by doing that, agreeing to the terms, which would give that that app access to their Facebook page and the things that they've liked and disliked, and also their interactions with their Facebook friends. So this, and so what happened was then this data firm used that data that they mined from Facebook users to help the Trump campaign to better target their ads. Now, this kind of thing has been going on for a long, long time, as far as creating customer profiles or profiles of prospects. I mean, for goodness sake, I was doing this when I was 21 years old and I was a stockbroker. I could pick up the phone and I could call a lead broker and I could say, I want you to sell me a list of 1,000 names in this part of the city that have at least X thousands of dollars of income or more, that have a stock portfolio of X dollars or more. I could give them all kinds of criteria like this. And within literally, no kidding, within like an hour, I could get that list from them faxed over to me, or they would mail it to me on like 3x5 cards. So this whole idea of demographically targeting groups of people, especially in the advertising world, this is really where we're at. And I guess if you don't like this, you shouldn't be on any social network. Because when you're on social media, I mean, for goodness sake, if I go on Amazon, and I did this today, I was on Amazon, I bought a supplement, some vitamins, and then every other website I went to today had vitamins on it for sale. And this is how it works today. They use tracking cookies. They track things you like. So if you're someone that, you know, tends to, you know, like posts that have to do with, I don't know, losing weight, you're going to probably see more posts in your newsfeed about losing weight. If you go to websites and look at products for weight loss, you're probably going to see a lot of that in the ads on the sidebars of websites you go to. This is just the world we live in. Facebook is apparently sorry. They're buying a bunch of newspaper ads, apologizing. I'm not really sure what the scandal is after all. All right, we'll take a break for news. We'll be back with our special guest after this. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.